nirrawkom għal Kreattività Bla Konfini li huwa program fuq Campus FM organizzat mid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti fl-Università ta' Malta. Dan il-program ħaj jiddiskuti arti, riċerka fil-Dipartiment, kif ukoll avvenimenti kulturali li ser isseħħu fix-xhur li ġejjin. Jiena Audrey Rose Mizzi u ser kun qed nippreżenta dan il-programm flimkien ma' artisti, mużiċisti u studenti li qed jagħmlu riċerka fid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti.
Hello, welcome to the studio again with us today. I'm supposed to continue.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how I like the programs.
Okay. So today I'm here joined with Dr. Giuseppe Schembri Bonacci and Emel Hasanoglu, a wonderful pianist who took us on a very lovely musical journey last night in Straight Street.
Grazie Hafna.
Your Maltese is improving. Well, you've been here a year now, no?
Oh, more.
Oh, good. More. So Emel is from...
Every year one word.
Good. Good. Emel is a wonderful pianist from Serbia who's here with us today to discuss particular events that have been happening under the events program of the Strada Stretta concept, which is under the artistic direction of Dr. Schembri Bonacci and under the auspices of Valletta 2018 Foundation. Now, Emel, you've worked on several events so far with the Strada Stretta concept. Would you like to tell us maybe about a couple of your favorite or ones which you were really challenged to work on?
Well, for sure, the most challenging one was Carmen.
Yes.
But each one is, for me, adorable because it's out of the box completely.
Yes.
It's something which you cannot find even in Paris or London, at least what my knowledge about these cities are. I'm not finding that kind of freedom from either artist, either artistic director. So I find it a very, very, very unique concept.
Yes. So to let our listeners know, Carmen was a variation on the opera, Bizet's Carmen opera, which took place in Straight Street, at Splendid in Straight Street, last November. And it was directed by Dr.
Yes, I'm very much intrigued by Carmen, really. And thanks to Emel, you did also the adaptation with Georgi, right, Emel?
Yes, yes,
the musical
part. The musical part, he did it most of
. And then the vocals were also coordinated by Claire Guillot. Correct my memory.
Absolutely.
And then the troubadours, which I got. And so it was quite a fascinating thing, which I'm a bit proud of my group. They did a wonderful job. And together with Emil, Claire, and the Anneia, what we try to do, and what I try to do in all my possible productions, is to challenge certain theatrical principles, like the difference, the distance between the performer and the viewer and the spectator, the audience, the relationship between the participant, the audience, and the space. These are all questions which intrigue me a lot. The question of multilingual. Yes, Bizet was in French, of course, but as you know, we introduced the Maltese through Anna, for example, and through the narrative. The relationship between the narrator telling the story and the actual performance. The idea of pictorial space and actual space, how it can be transferred in the spectator's mind.
Yes.
And I was very happy studying the audience, but I'm taking too much. Yeah. So these are principles which I try my very best to challenge during any productions.
Yes. I liked that Emel really underlined the experimental aspect of the Strada Stretta concept as it works as an artistic program. And I think Carmen was the tour de force of this, the culmination, let's say, of a year and a half, roughly.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
I think Nikki is right completely.
Uh-huh.
It is culmination.
Yes, yes. I cannot disagree. But there were other, let's call them minor, I think, activities, which also had quite a powerful theatrical challenge, like Georgi's having
event,
a solo. Mm-hmm. A solo, which he really was quite frightened, and initially he refused. How can you create a 1-hour solo with
double bass solo?
You see? And it was quite a big success, even from his, let's call it, Facebook applause.
Mm. Yes.
And I do, that's also a challenge. How are you going to integrate certain musical forms, right, within a street or the International Baroque Organ Festival? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the Baroque.
Baroque.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize.
The organ festival.
The organ, the interior organ, where when we had an organ concert within Looped Bar, which is, let's call it a red district. So the relationship between classical high and plebeian, or no, not plebeian really, lumpen proletarian spirituality, I would love, I laughed. I said, that's why, anyway.
Yes, but I think Georgi's event was, which was called Afan, mm-hmm. was challenging on several levels. One, of course, the instrument, a double bass solo, is not something you usually come across. His repertoire was quite varied as well. And thirdly, as you said, it was played out in the street. It wasn't inside Splendid or inside one of the bars. And I remember being then constantly having to move because of cars passing in the street and not enough space. And Gheorghe having to work with the space of the passing cars. There was a film crew, filming right behind, so they were kind of, you cannot stop the interruptions, and somehow Gheorghe managed to continue playing uninterrupted with everything going on. And that's usually, of course, it's very difficult for musicians to retain such concentration in such aspects.
It tells a lot about him.
Yes, it says a lot about Gheorghe. It says a lot about Gheorghe that, I mean, he's an excellent musician, as we all know. And the organ player in a bar. That's another one, which juxtaposes very different forms.
Then we had...
I have to add something.
Yes.
I was turning on the pages, so...
You also had a role in that event. Yes.
What else, Emel, did we do together?
Well, you could talk about last night.
Yeah, or last night, yes.
Well, we'll do it at the end.
Yeah, but besides, I would like to underline that we organize not only, of course, musical events.
That performance from Gozo Theater was amazing.
Yes,
I don't know. Have
That's
you been
another
there?
Thing.
Which one was that?
Gozo Theater
of George's
Mickey.
Group. It was really. It's a pity it was not well attended.
No,
they were really intelligent actors.
And nicely directed show.
Of course, yeah. Then we had the Greek duo.
The Greek dancer, yeah.
Which was beautiful. And we did another first there, the naked part of it.
Yes.
Which I expected that the audience would be scandalized. And it wasn't. Really, and it was a good point that it retained its hypnosis over the audience. That was a beautiful success.
Yes.
What else, Sam?
Then again, it was dancers from Gozo upstairs.
Yes, the dancer and the video.
And the video, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's very interesting.
Yes, that's very... And exhibitions with our BA and May.
Yes, BA and May
Fine
exhibitions.
Arts exhibition.
Ilaria Cocania's exhibition, uh-huh. which took place last year. And Ilaria's actually made a lot of sense within the parameters of the Strada Seta concept, because it was all about linking two cities together, so Imdina mm-hmm. and Valletta.
Yeah.
And that is something you also do when you work on your Anneia project, for example, mm-hmm. when you bring the provincial forms into the urban context.
True. So that's another aspect,
a complete other aspect, and it's also another aspect which works with your own academic mm-hmm. work on your themes, discussing insularity, provinciality in relation to Malta's cosmopolitanism. And all those aspects. So we're seeing them kind of tangibly coming to life through these art forms. And I must say, I think, for example, just a few days ago, there was the exhibition by Catel de Lia.
The French exhibition.
Yes, uh-huh. So the French Maltese photographer who had participated first in the 2015 Imdina Biennale.
Yes, she did.
And who decided to remain in Malta.
In fact, the Imdina Biennale really succeeded in adding one person to the population.
Yes, it did.
Because she stayed here.
She did. She's living here now. She's been living here over a year, I think.
And it seems that Emel now, I don't know about today, but...
No, she'll stay as well. Well, but Catel did, she had visited Tajannaba in Zaytun, where mm-hmm. the Aniya gather every Sunday. Anyway, and she created this photo documentation series, yeah. which was I really enjoyed looking at these photos. And the event was organized around a projection of these photographs on top of the Aniya who were performing live.
Exactly, yeah.
And that I found to be incredibly interesting, this juxtaposition, because we even brought in a French person into the whole context, so taking this French artist into Zaytun, mm-hmm. and then bringing the collaboration between the French artist and the Zaytun Aniya to Valletta Street.
Oh, that's very, very true.
Well, their troubadour tradition is...
Well, we have a Serbian also.
Troubadour.
Yes.
Component.
Yes, of course. But for this
I am very much interested in this, although I'm a bit lucky in this particular aspect, not in others, but in this I am lucky, because I love to show that a multicultural approach, a multination, I don't know how one can really... Even yesterday's event, about which Emil will say something at the end, right? It was beautiful, because, I mean, it was a Turkish Ottoman event, right? But we had with Serbian, Maltese, English, and even a spicy Russian element. And it's important, I think. It's especially during these days of tragedies around, to get this multi-ethnic element.
Yes, but Sada Seta was always
a
space for several cultures working within this, again, this context of popular art mm-hmm. forms, really. But now you've managed to take it onto a whole new dimension by merging traditionally high art forms with popular forms. And I think after attending the majority of the events that have been organized with the wonderful managerial help of Melanie Erickson, of course.
Wonder Woman, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. She's performed miracles. Anyway, so seeing this whole project unfold, I think you've really managed to give this a personality, a new 2016-17 personality to Strada Stretta, when we're being engulfed, let's say, by a lot of nostalgic forms, television shows, aesthetics, the waiting staff of one of the bars, you know. So these kind of elements are kind of being rehashed again, and everyone's talking about Strada Stretta, and everyone's trying to avoid a miniature Parcheville in Valletta, although sometimes it seems like we've managed to achieve that already.
That's true.
And also the fact that sometimes, yes, other venues do invest in having performers in the street, but there's never really much originality going on. Whereas what's happening usually towards the lower side of Straight Street is much more inventive.
It has to remain the lower side of.
Yes, it always seems to happen on the lower part.
It has to.
Well, there's a lot of activity already happening in the center, but mm-hmm. It's kind of you're making an alternative space to an already alternative space.
Well, that was always, yeah, an alternative space, really. And it's beautiful to underline that the whole libertinian giftite.
Liberal.
Not liberal. In fact, I was trying to evade the word liberal, really, even in a negative sense, but I enjoy it. Because in Strada Stretta, you had a multi-level of really openness, which was a dangerous alternative to the established norms. That's why Strada Stretta, till even today, is evaded, really. But Strada Stretta had, besides the cultural part, besides the musical, etc., etc., it was offering an alternative way of living. I mean, even the gender issue was resolved in the 1930s. No problem. Homosexuality wasn't a problem.
It wasn't at all.
Neither prostitution and neither academia and law and priesthood. I mean, you would find them intermingled all together. So it was giving a micro challenge to the normality of norms.
Yes, in fact, when I read George Cini's book mm-hmm. on Strada Stretta, and I was reading the stories of the people who were from there and who were involved in all its activities, let's say, I was very pleasantly surprised. I really enjoyed that book thoroughly mm-hmm. because it gave me a whole aspect of Maltese history, which I never encounter. I never encountered in history books. And I don't want to differentiate what happened in Strada Stretta from our official history, because it's just as much a part of it.
It's part of it.
And the experiences of these, let's say, performers as performers or as barmaids, and then their everyday life, even their religious life, for example, is perfectly explained in Jeannie's book, in the sense that these people talk about being Maltese and having all those elements of Maltese culture mixed with their subcultural
exactly,
space.
The subculture was, in fact, recognizing the dominant culture just the same. Eh?
Emil, do you have maybe a similar space in Serbia, a street, a region of Belgrade maybe, where people tried to live a different way of life, or maybe circumstances made them expand into different forms of
cultural Yes, you will find forms. It everywhere, I think, in the world. But since I was living 2 years here, as I said in the beginning, that kind of freedom I didn't find in those kind of spaces. That's what makes Strada Stretta, according to me, so special.
Okay.
So there are abandoned hotels and places which gives us a lot of history smell and a lot of abandoned atmosphere, which I like. And I always prefer it rather than being in a fancy
in fact,
halls. It's more inspirative, much more for me.
I think so. Last time I was in Merchant Street.
Can I interrupt
you? Yes, of course.
But the problem with those kind of spaces is that they are over underlined. So you have when you have abandoned space and then you want underline how free artist or director is, how much of freedom he's putting in it, then it creates contra effect. Then you feel very much tied, like you are in a, you know, Carnegie Hall. If you don't have real freedom, if you have underlined bohemian atmosphere, which someone is trying to underline many times, that's what disturbs me with other abandoned spaces. And that's why I like it. Because I believe that the fact that everything is coordinated and everything is directed at the same time and not over directed and not I'm not sure how my English good is, so I can explain what I'm trying to say.
I understand what you're trying to say, yes. As in, as
it's about proportion.
Yes.
When you have that kind of space, you need to feel it and you need to know how much you have to push in order to coordinate and to organize event and at the same time not to destroy it.
Yes, I like to use a word that Professor Kitsche Beras always uses. If it's over-engineered, then it's kind of overdone and it's
forced. Exactly,
it's
exactly.
And I think that's one of the wonderful things about this project within Straight Street. But I do believe that it manages to function in such a truly experimental manner, organically.
Yes.
Is because of course, its director.
Of course. No doubt about
it. Of course. Emil, can you tell us something about your projects within the Valletta 18, Strada Stretta?
Well,
except those which you would like to leave bracketed, I don't know.
No, I wanted to bracket it a bit because I would compare this last event, Turkish Ottoman event, with the Rambo. The concept was...
Can I just...
Yes, of course.
Just to describe these events. The Turkish event was a literary musical event. Which
Not only.
It wasn't.
No?
Well, there was a music in their words, but there were words.
Poetry.
And poetry. But literary encompasses prose and poetry, so both.
Translated into Maltese.
Translated, yes. So Turkish poetry translated into Maltese. And
thanks to what? Teşorga.
Yes.
The Turkish side, I mean.
Yes. And readings from a autobiography of Ateş's father.
Exactly. Yeah.
In English. And Emel played the musical component.
Yes, maybe this example will help me to explain in a better way what I was trying to explain before.
Yes.
So if we compare these two events, Rambo poetry reading and Turkish event with Ateş Orga's father and himself, poetry and novel, we'll see that concept is the same. And we had the music, which was from the places where words were coming from. So in Rambo case, I was playing Debussy, Ravel, Satie.
Yes.
And with the Turkish event, I played Bartok. His music was very much linked with the Balkan, so with Balkan rhythm. So I did find it extremely suitable. And I think even audience and Ateş himself.
Yes.
So what's so special about it is the fact that I had, as a performer, I had all the freedom to choose what I think it suits. And then director had all the freedom, of course, to choose lines and text and poems which he did find suitable. And that's a freedom what I'm talking about, because it's not over-engineered. We had our freedoms, and then at the end it looked like we did engineer, because music which I have chosen and lines which director have chosen was very fitting, I think.
I'm really happy at how it really I mean, seldom am I satisfied, as you know, but yesterday I was really I mean, it went beyond expectations. Your playing was incredibly incredibly beautiful.
It really was.
You hypnotized, really. The second part was
about the space. I could not have done it without the space.
Second part was so beautiful. The first part was beautiful, but the second part was out of this world, really.
To be honest with you, I was shocked, because when we started,
there
was, I think, few people.
The beginning, everybody comes a bit late. And yesterday, due to the mass meeting, it was much worse. Yeah, but then
I was completely shocked, because when I sat, it was few of us.
Uh-huh.
And that's how to say, you know, when you are playing, you're not imagining who is
of course
there. But
of course,
you have some kind of clue how many, and you even feel it.
Yeah,
because response, you start feeling it. But at the end, when I finished, it was disaster for me, because I did not expect.
In fact, I remember when you turned around, your eyes just kind of opened.
You didn't expect such
no.
a.
No, just the room started filling up slowly.
No, it was really, really beautiful.
And it was really, and then there was some point where there was a bit of disturbance. People moving and lots of noise.
Yeah, but although I do get nervous and angry when there are
just,
I have to. Yeah,
it is a part of it.
Although I do get angry, but just at the same time, I want it that way.
Yes,
because this is a Sudastretta thing. I don't want to create a theater scene.
Atmosphere.
But of course, coming from a theater, I do get angry that people come late.
but then what happened was that it had filled up, and then when Emel started playing, you said the second part of her music. When you had finished all the readings, everyone just went quiet. And it was kind of the only point in the whole performance, the whole event, that there was absolute silence and concentration. Everyone was just watching your fingers and listening to the music. It was great.
Well, I want to believe that they want to support me, you know?
Yes, and I was watching people, and people were really reacting, like everyone was in awe, you know? And when you finish, everyone went to hug you.
And you succeeded in, really, I have to say this publicly, I'm not embarrassed to say it, you really did succeed in creating such beautiful tonalities.
I think I would give all the credits to Bartok.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly.
Well, there's your rendition of Bartok, of course, which works with that.
Thanks to Bartok.
And did Maria choose the readings from the biography?
I did, but in collaboration with her. We read the last chapter of Irfan's book.
Yes.
It's a beautiful book, as I told you.
Yes, but it was circulated
and
around the last
really
episode
a novel.
Of his mother.
It's fantastic how Irfan, what Atish's father, did it. It's a novel, yeah. The approach is a novel, but it's
a
not a biographical novel. Eh? It is a biography.
Yeah.
But he writes in such beautiful...
No, the words were wonderful, really wonderful words. I mean, I understand why you reacted so strongly about the book after you had read it, because you had spoken to me afterwards.
Exactly, yeah.
And you said how beautiful it was, and it really, really was.
And I'm very happy again. It's another event where we had a multicultural Bartok, Serbia, Russia, Armenia, Maltese, English. And I'm saying Armenian, Russian, because I did insert other things in my translation of the poetry. There was not really inserted. I chose certain poems from Atish's book, which gave it an international aspect. So there were poems by
Rumi
and Ottoman. It's a bit difficult to define, because there were Armenians within the Ottoman Empire also, and I chose some poems from Armenians which were published in Atish's book.
Did Atish know it?
Well, I mean, I kept looking at Atish on purpose to give him a hint by my gaze only.
Yes.
And I translated also his perfume poetry. And he was a bit taken by surprise, really, which was intended. So,
did he recognize those poems since they were being written by
Tees? Because I was not introducing it. As you know, we just...
Emmer was playing.
Yes.
He was feeling something because I was really... But when he discussed them after the concert, he was a bit surprised at the whole thing, really.
Yes. And then as usual with the wonderful Stradasretta concept events, the event was followed by food, wine...
And loads of rakia.
Lots of chatter.
And rakia.
Lots of laughter.
And rakia.
And
rakia. And rakia.
Well, I got baklava, so I was very happy because it's one of my favorite things.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Oh, I got two.
That's why.
I took them and left. Well, unfortunately, we have to end our show, but at least we're ending our discussion as these events usually end, which
thanks
is talking
to Jason
about food.
Mikhalev, chairman, Falletatin. Thanks to Jason Mazzini, the manager at Splendid.
Yes.
And to Melanie and to all, really.
Yes.
And special thanks to Melanie.
Yeah.
Yes, Melanie, the miracle woman.
Wonder
woman. Anyway,
the miracle woman is another.
Okay.
Melanie is the wonder.
Okay. We'll be back on the show again next week.
Wasalna fl-aħħar tal-programm Kreativita bla Konfini li huwa programm fuq Campus FM, organizzat mid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti fl-Università ta' Malta. Għal aktar informazzjoni fuq l-avvenimenti ta' Strada Stretta sibuna fuq Facebook billi tfittxu The Strada Stretta Concept. Dawn l-avvenimenti huma konnessi mal-APS Mdina Biennale Concept. Nixtiequ ninformaw l-udjenza tagħna li l-APS Mdina Cathedral Contemporary Art Biennale ser jiġi mtella fil-Mużew tal-Katedral l-Mdina bejn 13 ta' Novembru 2017 sa' 7 ta' Jannar 2018. APS Bank huwa l-partner uffiċjali tal-Mdina Biennale. Għal aktar informazzjoni nħeġġukom titħlu fuq is-sit elettroniku www.imdinabiennale.com. Grazzi tal-li naqattu magħna, niltaqgħu l-ġimgħa d-dieħla.